Welcome back. This is Miss Complexity, and we are talking today about five ways to heal your karmic family ties.
Is it? Wanna travel the world, but for now I'm cruising my city. If you wanna be down with me, then right now, fuck with me.
Okay, now let's find out what's going on here and find out ways that we can heal our karmic family ties. For those of you who have a hard time understanding what a karmic family tie is, let me explain that it refers to the idea that an individual may have shared past lives or experiences with a certain relative and has brought it towards this lifetime. Now, usually those past life karmic situations need to be healed in this lifetime. And then until these karmic situations are healed, you will repeat these cycles. So let's get into five ways to know how to heal from karmic family ties. One, self-reflection. Yes, engaging in self-reflection helps you identify your personal behaviors. Will you understand your role and the dynamics of your roles? Then you are self-reflecting. You can look back and be like, yeah, I did this, or yeah, I did that, or I achieved this. Know that you are either healing or you're hurting your karmic tie with your family, okay? Are things better? Here's something that my father used to always tell me. Look on your life. If you are reflecting, look on your life. Look back to where you were this time last year, especially when you're going through something. If you are going through something now, you look back on last year to see if you were doing better or if you are doing worse. And usually I'm doing better than what I was the year before, but in some cases you may not. And if that's the case, then there means there are some things that really truly need to change within your life. And you should reflect on that and make the proper changes. Number two is forgiveness. I know, it's very hard to forgive people who have stabbed you in the back 10 times or more, and they just keep abusing you, and you don't know how you could ever forgive these people. But I'm telling you, the main thing you should do is forgive them. That does not mean that you have to stay stuck up under them. That does not mean that you have to continue to be around them. That does not mean that you have given up. You forgiving a person helps you to grow, okay? You forgive, but you never forget. Forgive so you can heal, okay? Take it in consideration. This is how this person is going to be. This is how this person acts. This is how this person is. Cool. Well, I'm not like that. I don't want to deal with that. Set your boundaries. Forgive this person. I forgive you for what you have done. I forgive you for everything that we've been through. But I'm going the other way now. Okay? It's over for us. I forgive you. But I don't want to deal with you anymore. And you shut the door and you don't let them come back in. Now, there are people that will try their hardest to destroy those boundaries. They don't care about your boundaries. And this would be a karmic. This would be somebody that is heck bent on making sure that you feel them. They don't care about your boundaries. They don't care if you never deal with them anymore. They're going to still continue to mess with you. So this is when you're going to have to reinforce your boundaries and might have to call in, you know, the services. I mean, you might have to call somebody to get a restraining order or whatever have you not. Yeah, we've been through this. I know you my mom, but cutting you off. you know? Remember that song by Gucci Mane, Back On. It's called Back On. He had to cut his mama off, but he back on. But anyway, I understand that because sometimes it's your karmic mother that is doing things that they know is wrong. But when you start to cut the boundaries, they can't handle that. They can't handle you setting up boundaries. I'm your mother. That don't mean nothing. Cut them off because they're still toxic and they're still in that frame of thinking. So if that's the case, you must reinforce your boundaries. Don't let them in no matter what. Number three, communication. How is your communication with the person? Being honest and open, or are you still hiding and keeping your feelings to yourself because you're worried about what somebody else is going to think or say? This seemed to seem to make me think about somebody who, I guess, they fear themselves. I used to be that person. I was always told to shut up, never talk, don't say this, don't say that. You tell too much business. You talk too daggone much, is what my family always say. Shoot, even my downstairs neighbors say that. Even people who listen to my podcast wish I would shut up. But see, here's the thing. I was quiet on things when I should have been vociferous on them, okay? Especially back in the day, things were happening and I would just be quiet. One day, I was with one of my homeboys, and his friend was stealing money out of my car money dish. And I just sat there and I stared at him. Instead of saying something about him taking my money, I just sat there and stared at him. Could it be that I was too high to say anything? And that's exactly what it was. I was on marijuana. They had me on that, what did they call it back in the ooh-wee. What was the weed? It was a weed strain. I forget what the weed strain was. It wasn't loud. It was dank or something like that. Anyway, it was a long time ago. Way long time ago. And my homeboy, he watched him. I watched him and we didn't say nothing. We was too elevated to say anything, but that's mind control. My mind was controlled by the marijuana. I don't smoke anymore, but if I could go back to that day and be who I am now, I would have possibly, what the hell are you doing? Put my money back. Who the heck are you? Blah, blah, blah. You know, could have been said something, but I didn't. There was many a times that things had happened and I didn't open my mouth and speak. Nowadays, I speak too daggone much because now I'm like, nobody's going to shut me up. If you don't want to hear what I have to say, turn the channel, turn the station, put some headphones on. You don't have to listen to me, but I ain't finna shut up for the likes of somebody else. It's not gonna happen. So you have to be able to share your feelings, share your thoughts, speak to others, and be respectful about it. You ain't gotta always be rude, but you can speak to others, let them understand where you're coming from, you know. It's the way that you communicate that can be very powerful as well. Because if you're communicating in anger, ain't nobody going to listen. If you communicate in a nice, soft voice, they might listen, but then you might not reach everybody because they might feel as if you're too soft, you're too this, you're too that. It's so many objectives in being you, it's ridiculous. So if you just stay true to yourself, you'll be fine. Communicate, express how you feel. You ain't got to be rude about it. They don't have to even take it. But you said what you said, and that's what it is. Period. Okay, spiritualists in the Tampa Bay area, head on over to Smudge Life Energy Wellness and grab your crystals, your sage sticks, and your candles monthly subscription, which can also include
on-site energy healing and yoga sessions, sound bathing, and more. Visit them at 1409 Tampa Plaza in Tampa, Florida, or visit their website at smudgelife.com and get your energy wellness aligned.
Number four, might want to go into some therapy or counseling. For some of my clients, counseling does help because a lot of them didn't know what to say. Should I even say anything to my mom? Or should I even say anything to my cousin? Should I even say anything to my mate? Yes, you should. You should speak your mind. We all have freedom of speech. It's part of the Constitution. So you can say what you want to say, but how other people may view it is a whole different ballgame. So having a counselor or a therapist to help you guide your thoughts, guide your feelings in a way that other people can relate is a good idea, especially if you're one of those type of people that are very irate, like you get angry at the drop of the hat. If you get angry at the drop of the hat, then you might want to seek counseling. If you don't want to speak, then you might want to seek counseling. It's a lot of different ways that you can express yourself. Everybody has a different love language. Everybody has a different way of expressing themselves. I like to talk. And after I talk, I like to eat. But that's the Taurus in me, you know? And I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I said what I said, and I'm going to keep it like it is. And another thing about me is I'm very real. I have slowed up a lot on my cursing. I used to curse like a daggone sailor wife, but I kind of slowed down in the cursing. You know, don't need to always use profanity in order to get your point across, but sometimes you got to say a little boop and a little toot here in order for them to understand that you ain't playing. You feel me? And number five, generosity and kindness goes a long way. Love conquers all. Always, no matter what the situation is. I don't care the person angry is. I don't know what. Love will always conquer all. Being generous and kind to somebody that's mean and hateful and angry could result in two ways. One, they might feel like, wow, I've been mean to this person and this person been nothing but nice to me. Let me stop being mean. Or it could work out as in, oh, what's she trying to do? Why is she being nice to me? I'ma still be mean. She ain't finna get over this. Like, it was like this for me. I was always nice, kind, and generous to all of my friends. And even when they did the worst dirt to me, I still wanted to be their friend. You know, but this is when I was living in my South Node, not realizing that, you know, I could be forgiving and cut them off. But instead, I was forgiving and I continued to try to still be friends with people who really hated me. When I realized that, of course, I stopped being friends with them. And of course, my whole situation changed because I was like, these people don't deserve generosity and kindness and a good friend like me. They don't deserve me. And ain't no need for me to drain myself for somebody who doesn't deserve me. I keep myself to myself. I forgive you and I moved on, you know? So acts of kindness can create positive energy, but some people who are in that negative energy, even though you're full of love, might retaliate towards you because you are full of love and they can't understand it. So remember, healing karmic family ties does not happen overnight. It is gradual. Okay, and it does require patience and commitment. But if the second party does not want to, you know, get it through their thick skull, as we would say, then your best bet is to leave them where they are. That way you don't fall under as well.
Have you grabbed my new ebook? No? What are you waiting on? Go ahead and enter into my world and learn about how I survived church-related sexual abuse and how I'm able to bring to you healing and self-healing through my trauma and turmoil. This is available on Amazon for free at Kindle.com, or you can download it for $9.99 at www.misscomplexityllc.com. I truly thank you for your support.
To heal your karmic family soul tie. One, consider self-reflection. Maybe it might be your behavior, not everyone else's. Two, forgive. Forgive these people for what they've done. That does not mean that you hold on to it. And it does not mean that you let them abuse you any longer. But you forgive them and you let the situation go and you move forward to something better. Three, communication. Speak in words how you feel. Don't let people assume how you feel. Take the words and tell them. And if they don't listen or they don't want to believe you, then you can just, you know, forget it. You know, at this point, you tried, you said what you said how you felt, and that's it. If they don't want to resolve the situation, then you move on. Don't hold on to it. Four, you can seek therapy or counseling, which is very important. Maybe you might need someone to play the median to help the situation be understood by both of you. You never know. But if that doesn't work, then let them be where they are. And five, generosity and kindness. Always love will conquer all. However, many people may not be able to accept generosity and kindness, but you did your part. If it comes to that point, then you just let them be and you move forward, okay? So those are the five ways that you can heal karmic family ties. It's required on both parts that healing can be achieved successfully, but then again, you are not responsible for the other person and how they feel about you. You said what you said, it is what it is. And if they can't get it, then you move forward. So with that being said, this is Miss Complexity, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Deuces!